The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, June 10, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla described the celebration of the 9th Summit of the Americas taking place in the city of Los Angeles as a setback for the United States. Rodriguez tweeted stating that the anti-democratic and exclusionary event in Los Angeles is a new setback for the U.S. government, blinded by its arrogance and contempt for the region. Rodriguez Parrilla considered that as long as Washington insists on applying its Monroe Doctrine and hegemonic design in our America, it is doomed to discredit and isolation. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, called to reinforce the policy of attention to mothers with three or more children in central Ciego de Ávila province. In his closing speech at the meeting on the conclusions of the comprehensive visit of the Communist Party Secretariat to the region, the head of state said that it is not only to provide housing to mothers, but to accompany them in their processes of leaving vulnerabilities behind. As reported by the presidency on Twitter, Díaz-Canel noted, "This is everyone's job, because if we do not follow it properly and define the roles of each institution, the problems will not be solved. We cannot lose credibility. There must be encouragement, visits to each family, and accompaniment." The U.S. Coast Guard on Thursday handed over 32 rafters, 23 men and 9 women, residents of Matanzas, Cienfuegos, and Ciego de Ávila provinces, to the Cuban authorities at Orozco Port in Artemisa province. Recently, another operation was also conducted in which 49 rafters were sent back to Cuba. The 32 irregular migrants were intercepted on the high seas aboard highly dangerous makeshift rafts in the attempt to reach Florida illegally from the western province of Matanzas. U.S. immigration authorities have to date sent as many as 1,554 irregular migrants back to Cuba by sea and over 1,300 by air from Mexico, the Bahamas, and the Cayman Islands. Such operations are in accordance with the Cuban government's political will set down in the bilateral agreements signed with these three nations to prevent irregular migration and exits jeopardizing their own life, as well as fighting acts of violence closely related to these events. And in the international agenda, we have that Argentina President Alberto Fernandez denounced the blockades imposed by the United States on Cuba and Venezuela and the exclusion of those nations and Nicaragua from the 9th Summit of the Americas held in Los Angeles. Speaking at that event in his position as president pro tempore of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, Fernandez questioned the U.S. policy against the region and asked to repair the damage caused. "The fact of being the host country of the summit does not grant the ability to impose the right of admission on the other members of the continent," he asserted. In opposition to what happened in this event, the head of the Argentine state assured that CELAC is a space where diversity and respect prevail. Meanwhile, Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit once again called to end the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, a policy he considers unjust and disrespectful of the rights of the Cubans. On occasion of his participation at the 9th Summit of the Americas, Skerrit responsibly assumed a declaration of principles which summarizes the stance of the remaining Caribbean island countries and other states of the continent when he recalled the importance of relations with Havana, especially those of solidarity and cooperation. Given Cuba's trajectory in history of extraordinary humanitarianism, I invite this community to join me to call for the end of the blockade against the government and people of Cuba and the end of the unjust inclusion of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, the head of government said. Skerrit also denounced Washington's decision to exclude Cuba from the 9th Summit of the Americas under the argument of disrespect for human rights, a decision that tarnished the call made by Joe Biden's administration to the meeting, which was intended to be a meeting on the construction and promotion of democracy in the continent. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.